This podcast is brought to you in part by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling home, condo, or any type of property, trust Amanda to help match you with up to three top agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Hey, all you rock stars from Washington, D.C. This is the Rock and Mighty Podcast, episode 152. Time to talk about saving, investing, and protecting all those hard-earned monies. We're here to coach you along that path to retirement and financial independence. I'm Craig, your certified master financial coach, along with Amanda. She is a corporate in-house lawyer and real estate referral agent, and we're grateful you've joined us. Check us out at facebook.com/rockonthemoney or the website at rockonthemoney.com. Hey, Amanda.
Hey, you startled me with that intro there. Oh, I know. Geez, I jumped.
I'm hyper. Hey, you're in Florida.
Yeah.
I've had friends that are in Canada, and I can blame them for Justin Bieber and all these other artists from up there. There's some good ones. Brian Adams. But you're down in Florida.
Uh-huh. And, I don't know if I like where this is going, but go on.
You know me too well. So there, you have some musical artists down there in Florida. I think you're in West Palm Beach, Miami, I don't know, somewhere over there. Anyway, okay. I want to briefly talk about this. Have you ever heard of the Island Boys?
No.
I didn't think you would. I told everybody in my gaming channel, I'm like, she will have no idea who the Island Boys are. Number one, you're not on TikTok, so you wouldn't know.
First of all, how often are you talking about me in your gaming channel?
Hey, look, I have 4 to 6 hours, 7 days a week I got to fill up with content, okay? I'm going to talk about the podcast.
Okay.
We got a lot of new listeners coming from the podcast.
I'm so interesting, apparently.
So the Island Boys are two idiots down there in Florida. Okay. Who made it?
Well, there's plenty
video.
Of those in Florida.
Oh, no. These are the kings of idiots. These guys are two idiots. However, I want to briefly talk about these two guys because them and money, because it is kind of related. And I will send you a TikTok video so you can watch this thing and you're like, oh, my God. Yes, this is definitely Florida, 100%. These two young kids.
I don't have TikTok.
Oh, you don't want to be on there. So
How
these two knuckleheads made a video on TikTok. Rapping, I'm just an island boy, whatever. They're doing this thing, and they got these spiky head. They got tattoos all over them. Their teeth are a whack. The whole thing is just stupid. And they're trying to be like white rappers, okay? It's horrible. And because they're so horrible, they have gone viral. It's out of control.
That's like that really horrible train wreck of a...
Vanilla Ice?
They did on American Idol how many years ago?
Oh, no, this is worse. I don't think you've ever seen.
Do you remember that guy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. What was that guy's name?
I don't remember.
No, this is worse. But it was
worse than that.
Oh, no. People that are listening right now know exactly who the Island Boys are because a lot of people are on TikTok. But anyway, the point of this is they're getting like gigs in like Miami and stuff like that right now. And they're getting booed off the stage because they're so horrible and nobody wants them. But because everybody's talking about it, they're
making money.
They're getting famous. So
and they're making money. Yeah.
So here's my thing about the Island Boys. They're posting pictures on TikTok. No, Instagram of all this cash in their hand. They're a flash in the pan and their window of opportunity. If I were their manager, I would come up to these two knuckleheads who are posting pictures and they're in like, expensive vehicles. I'm like, look, guys, you guys are idiots and you're horrible. But that's awesome because people are talking about you. You're making money. They charged. You ever heard of Cameo.com?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they're on Cameo making $200 per video.
Okay. Yeah.
So they're making bank. Okay.
Rack it up while you have your most of fame.
You're on board now. So my thing to these idiots. Okay. I keep calling them idiots because they are. Look, guys.
We're gonna get letters. Yeah.
You are not gonna be here a year from now. You need to be cashing now. What are you doing with that money? And this kind of goes with anybody. When you suddenly have money come upon you, do you go out and blow it? Which I believe these guys are. Or do you put it away? Because, this is your only time that this could possibly happen.
Yeah, I would put it away.
If you saw a picture of these two guys, you would say, oh, no, when they're 30 years old, there's no chance they're going to be famous at all. Or in 2022.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same with people who win the lottery,
It is very similar. So I look at these pictures and they're talked about in the news. People hate them, but they keep getting talked about. If I was their manager, I'm like, look, guys, we need to put this money away. We will rent a Lamborghini. We will rent we'll pay someone to sit in front of a Learjet, which a lot of people do. They don't actually get on the jet. They actually pay to be in front of it. All this fake crap. Keep doing all that, but bank that money, because this is the only time in your life this is probably going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm afraid that I think they're only 18, 20 years old. They're going to be blowing this money. They're going to blow this money. And well, and
on that note,
but that was the point, guys, is whenever you come upon large sums of money, whether it's a lottery or an inheritance, something like that, be super smart. Don't go out and blow this money. Please put it away. Be smart about it and talk to people what you should do. And I will send you a picture of these two guys. We have four questions.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Question number one.
Yeah, the Fed says that they will be raising rates 3 times next year. What does this mean for someone hoping to build a house spring of 23? Are mortgage rates going to skyrocket now?
Well, you're my real estate girl, so you tell me.
Oh, I don't track the mortgage rates, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? Just because he says now it's going to raise 3 times in the next year, that 2023 is still a whole year out. So I don't think we can say for sure. I mean, the mortgage rates, if their interest rates go up, then yeah, mortgage rates go up with it. That's interest.
Well, and they're trying to do that, guys. They're trying to do that and stop their bond buying because they got to curb inflation. So that's the Fed's job, is they try and keep everything level. And we know inflation's already happening. And so, yeah, they have to do certain things to slow it down because it's running, it's overheating. Yeah. They have to do their job. They're not trying to hurt you. So whatever happens, happens.
I mean, I think skyrocket is.
Yeah, it's no.
It's a panic word, right?
Well, when I was young, I believe it was double digit mortgage rates.
Yeah, I mean, it was between 12 and 15% at one point. So what we have now is record lows. Right. It's not. It'll go up probably in the 4 or 5, maybe even 4 or 5 range probably, but. That's what it was just a couple of years ago, and everyone was fine. So,
and they say they're hoping to build a house. Well, guess what? If it ends up you can't afford it, I guess you're not building a house.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you going to do? You got to go build one now in December? I mean, it takes a while to get that thing going. You said spring of 23. That's a year and a half from now. I have no idea what's going to happen.
Yeah, just keep putting your ducks in a row between now and then, and what's going to happen is going to happen.
If you really want the house, build the house. Just be smart about your debt and don't build any more than you can afford. Question number two, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Wife's 401k will have an option to do the tax after, wife's 401k will have an option to do after tax contributions for 2022. Awesome. That would be what? A Roth. Hey, we already maxed out $26,000 into it. Is it worth contributing into the after tax portion? Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
All of it should be. I'm a proponent of 100% into a Roth.
Yeah, so. Well, and in this case, so here's the thing is, even if you're not eligible to do a Roth IRA, you usually can still do a Roth 401k. So this may be your only opportunity to contribute into a fund that you'll be able to withdraw out of tax-free.
And just to educate our newer people, there's two different types of 401k. There's traditional and there's Roth. Traditional means the money is taken out of your paycheck before taxes. So
and
that
everyone
money,
loves that because everyone's like, oh, yeah, it's going to bring my tax bill down. And I'm contributing to my retirement so that my taxes are lower. Yeah, they are today.
Yeah, today. But you're going to pay a lot more in taxes later.
Everyone's going to forget that the tax man gets their money now or later. Right. And I'd rather pay now than a lot more later when my retirement fund is,
millions.
100x of what it is today.
Exactly. So you're going to pay 100x on the taxes later.
Yeah.
And they will force it out of you at 70 and a half.
Yeah. So you may never see the word Roth on your 401k as an option, but most of them have the option to contribute pre-tax or post-tax, even if you never see the word Roth.
Right. Just ask
That's all Roth means is after-tax contributions.
Before
so
after.
I know like in mine, in Fidelity, there's nothing about it I don't think that says Roth. It just says after-tax. Yeah. I mean, definitely speak with your tax professional because if it would change your tax taxable income so much that then you're, for example, not eligible to contribute to a Roth IRA, that may have an impact on you. You know, so there are other things that come along with not just paying the incremental tax amount, but there are other, you know, consequences tied to your annual income. So definitely speak with a tax advisor, but for the most part, most people benefit by doing the after-tax contributions.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We got a question about someone starting the retirement savings late in the game, and also someone who's starting an online store as a side gig. You're listening to Rock on Money.
Hey there, rock stars. Amanda here with ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Are you about to sell your home or excited to buy your first or next home? I'll be honored to help you find an expert to work with you in your local area. At ChoiceRealtyConnect.com, I'll help match you with up to 3 qualified licensed agents that specialize in your specific market. Choice Realty Connect serves every zip code in all 50 states with a network of 15,000 top-rated agents that are ranked within the top 5% for sales. Whether you're selling or looking for a condo, new construction, retreat, vacation property, or you're a first-time home buyer, let me connect you with the perfect top agent today. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. The choice is yours.
Amanda Braun is a Florida licensed real estate with a brokerage, Realty Connect.
Rockland, USA.
Welcome back to Rock on the Money, Amanda.
And Craig.
I'm going to send you the Island Boys hit single.
I can't wait.
It's very Miami. We got 2 more questions. Just a reminder, everybody, check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/rockonthemoney. We're going to be streaming live on there. Amanda will not be on there. You'll have to look at me. You'll love it. Every Saturday or whenever we do our recordings.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we'll edit them down. We'll post them as regular podcasts. But if you want to watch as we record this.
Well, probably not every Saturday.
Not every Saturday, but you know.
Yeah. You're cutting into my travel schedule then.
When do I get to travel?
Well, you can travel whenever you want. You just don't.
I will be this next year. This next year. I got to go to Boston in April, I think.
Okay.
It's a video game thing. You will not be impressed. I meet my fans. All right.
Question 3. I'm starting late in the game for retirement savings and don't see how I'll hit millionaire status by retirement age. Is the intent to become a millionaire solely from retirement funds in your account?
Oh, you know what? I think this is a question about your net worth.
Oh, okay.
Now that I look at it. So
that makes sense.
Being a millionaire net worth or actually in your bank account? What do you think?
Well, so the goal is to have money to live off of.
You mean you can't live off of your house?
Your spare bedroom isn't going to buy your groceries for the week.
Right.
So, I mean, it depends. Is if you have items that are worth money that you're going to sell for and then liquidate into the money, then that's helpful.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to downsize from a big McMansion into a smaller, you know, apartment or townhouse or assisted living or, you know, retirement community or something, then you've got some net worth that you can cash out and liquidate. And then that would go into your retirement fund. But I mean, aside from that, I think you should be looking at your things that are dollars.
Something you can actually go buy food with. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing, you know. My husband said something really funny last week. We were talking about something. I was talking about someone's situation, and you know, they said, "Well, you know, I've worked really hard all of my life, and I have this nest egg, and it's a good nest egg."
Yeah.
And I said, "Well, how is that enough for you to live off of every year?" And they're like, "Well, I'll just take out what I need." I said, "Well, you know, the recommendation is 3.5% to 4% annual withdrawal rate, right? So what's the math on that?" And we calculated it out, and it's not a substantial amount. It's definitely lower than what they're making today.
Right.
And there's still some mortgages involved. And And, you know, my husband said, yeah, what's the math? Math doesn't care.
And math doesn't care.
Math doesn't care. And no. It cracked me up so much because it's so true. It's like, yeah, you know, it doesn't matter how you feel about how hard you've worked your whole life to build things up and how you feel about your account balance and how you feel about wanting to retire. All of those things are feelings and emotions that go along with the money. But the bottom line is, does the math work?
Right.
Because math doesn't care.
Yeah. Math has no emotion.
Yeah.
You're tired of working. Oh, I don't want to do this anymore, blah, blah, blah. But
I want to retire. You know, right. I have money in a retirement account. I want to retire. I think it's enough. But do you know? Did you do the math? Right.
You may have to work that sucky job for 5 more years or whatever, but if you stop buying stupid stuff, put your money away. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, the math does not care.
I like that. You know, it's so true. Math doesn't care.
Yeah. Question 4.
Hello, everyone. So I recently started an online store with the Teespring website. This is my first ever attempt at starting an online business. I'm 24 years old and currently in college. If someone can give me some tips or advice on how to make it successful, it would be greatly appreciated.
Do you know what Teespring is?
I do not.
I actually have a Teespring store. So that's why I added this in there. Teespring is one of those.
T-shirts or something?
Yeah, it's one of those apparel places where you have coffee mugs and pillows and like
for
I have.
For real? Like, do we have podcast stuff in there?
I have Rockland USA throw pillows. I should send you one.
Oh my goodness!
I have hats. I have T-shirts. I have hoodies. I have all that stuff. Now I'm a terrible business guy when it comes to Teespring, so that's why we're adding this. So this guy is 24 years old in college and wants to do this side gig to make money.
Okay.
My Teespring stuff, let me explain how Teespring works. Teespring, let's say, Amanda, you go on there, which I know you will today. You're going to go on there and order a Rockland USA T-shirt. Okay?
Yeah.
My prices are set at the absolute minimum price that they allow.
Okay.
I literally make 50 cents on a T-shirt.
Okay.
Because my thinking for my fans on Facebook Gaming, is if they want to wear my Rockland R with the star, they want to wear that logo. Wear that logo because you're literally promoting me.
Yeah.
Take my logo, spread all over the world. I don't care. I'm not going to make a ton of money on T-shirts.
Yeah.
I've done the math because you know why? Math does not care.
Math doesn't care.
Yeah. Math doesn't care. So the prices that, and if you order it, they do not stock it. They will make it custom for you and then ship it. So there's a high cost to that T-shirt already.
Gotcha.
So it's not like I'm getting like I used to order fire department and sports apparel through a company down in Florida for big events. And I'd get them for like $2 to $3 a piece.
Yeah.
And I could sell for 10. That's great margin. $10 for a T-shirt. People don't even question that. Yeah. They will buy me. I make $7 a shirt. On Teespring, I think my T-shirts are like $12 to $15 base before I even add my price on there.
Yeah.
So Teespring does not allow you to make zero profit. You are required to make a minimum. So I've had to fudge the number. So basically I'm making 50, 75 cents. All right. Long story short, that's it. So it's already way kind of expensive.
Yeah.
That people will actually, in my opinion, when it comes to apparel.
The best margin.
Yeah. Because people would come into the fire department and sell shirts, right?
Yeah.
And I've learned that people don't question a $10 shirt. $20 for a T-shirt? Shoot, all day long. As soon as you go over that $10 mark, in my opinion, I don't know what the industry says. But you start saying 15, 20, people actually think twice.
Yep.
I guess it's the Walmart pricing attitude. Okay. So this guy now wants to make money. I went to this guy's store and looked at it. He's charging $20-$25 for a T-shirt. And all it is something about, it's just a 2-word quote. There's nothing special about it. For him to make money, he's probably making I know what the base price is. I know what he's charging. He's going to make $5 a shirt. How many shirts is that going to take before this generates any revenue whatsoever?
So that's the challenge with a commodity, right?
Right.
So you make money either by selling only a few items at a high margin, or are you selling a lot of items with a smaller margin, but you're making your money off of volume. So
Walmart.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how Walmart crushes it. They buy in volume and sell in volume. And they get it on slim margins, but they have so much of it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how they're doing it. So
that's how they do.
Online, how many people sell stuff online T-shirts? And
lots, yeah. I mean, you got Etsy, you've got, I mean, there's this site called like $6 tees or whatever, and you can get all sorts of cool ones there for $6. So, yeah, I mean, I think above $25 for a t-shirt, I would be surprised if the volume's there to be profitable.
The only reason I include this question, because I'm familiar with Teespring, and what's that, Ronda Rousey or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
She has a store on there. A lot of celebrities have it. They're charging $45-$50 for a shirt, but that's different. It's Ronda Rousey. You're not Ronda Rousey. So a lot of celebrities do use Teespring because it offloads it. They don't have to hold inventory, which some places you have to pay tax end of the year if you have inventory. All that kind of nonsense. So it's a order. As you order, they make it. Type thing. Yeah. So it's high. And then the shipping is $7.
This person for taking the initiative to start something new and to have this side gig and all. But just work out the numbers, man.
Yeah. I mean, I have 270,000 followers on Facebook. Okay. And everybody knows I sell merch. You know how much money I made in 2021 from merchandise?
No.
I mean, open eye. I know I have listeners. I probably made like $300. And I've sold a ton of stuff, but remember, I'm only making 50 cents to 75 on each item. Cause I told everybody, I'm open and honest with them. I'm like, look guys, I don't want to make money off you guys. I just want you, if you want to wear it, wear it. I wasn't going to have a store. They made me do it. So I'm like, look, here it is.
They made cost. You.
Well, cause it's a pain. I got to go do the whole thing, but I don't have to manage it. It just sits there. I do nothing. I'm creative. Yeah. It just sits there. So that's the only good thing for this guy. I mean, he may make a couple dollars a month, but it's not going to be. And remember, you got to pay tax.
It's not your retirement fund.
No. I may be able to buy a Happy Meal once a month on this thing. It's not going to do anything. But I mean, the good thing is you create it, just sits there. You don't have to pay for the service. But are you really going to make any money? I mean, it's not like a lot of work. It's zero work, actually, once you set it up. But it sounds like he says he wants to start an online business. That would be the one I would not do.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have anything special. You're not a celebrity. You're not a gamer, streamer, anything like that. Because I looked at his store. I'm not judging, but I looked at it. There's nothing. He has nothing to back this store up. So why would anyone buy it? There's nothing special about it. I'm not putting the person down. I'm just bringing reality to it. So you may make a dollar or two, but I don't know how you're going to get any sales out of it. But anybody that's doing an Etsy or something like that, if you have something unique, you can make a lot of money.
Yeah.
On Etsy, even eBay is still a lively thing. You know who was? I got an email from Amazon recently. You know they're getting ready to start an Etsy style thing on Amazon.
Really?
Yeah, I can't remember what they call it. It's Amazon something crap. I don't know, but it's basically a copy of Etsy. Which is going to be pretty amazing if they can pull that off, but that's going to kind of crush Etsy a little bit. But I think people kind of appreciate Etsy being separate and not being Amazon.
Yeah.
I would. I kind of avoid Amazon if I can, but a lot of times I have to use them.
Yeah.
But if you guys, you know, great side gigs are online businesses, but you got to have something unique that somebody would want or something you can sell that you can't get anywhere else. You can make a good living doing that. You really could. It could turn into a full-time gig. So anyway, that's why I added Teespring. Is a lot of content creators use Teespring, and we have a lot of content creators listening, and I think a lot of them already know they're not making hardly anything on that stuff. It just doesn't. I would prefer to have stock because I have bigger margins if I got shirts for two, three, but I have stock. Then I end up with certain sizes I can't get rid of. So you have to work your numbers that you know you're not going to sell stuff. So now you got... In some places, like I said, you got to pay tax on the inventory.
That's right.
Anyway, talk to your tax professional.
Yep.
Anything you want to add on that about selling online?
No, it just sounds like a lot of work to me.
It is. I've sold stuff online before. You know the part that sucks about online with anybody out there has an online store? It's that shipping.
Shipping, sucks. Shipping's a pain.
That crushes your prices.
And it's so expensive. It keeps going up,
And then you have to deal with it. Postal service is the best one for shipping. But it's the postal service. it's not the most reliable, and they're outdated because you know that gets political. No one's updating their stuff, and they do the best they can. But it is the postal service. But it's expensive. It's expensive to do stuff between weight. But online stores are great. You gotta have volume. Go back to that volume thing. Anyway, That's it. Thank you so much, Amanda. I hope you had a great holiday.
Yeah.
And you know what? The next episode, what should we do? Probably goals for 2022.
That sounds good.
All right, we'll do that. All right, thank you, guys.
Bye.
You can find Amanda on Instagram and Twitter at Agile Amanda, and you can find me on all of your favorite social media platforms at Rockland USA. Don't forget to check out the website and subscribe to the podcast. All the links are right there on the front page, rockonthemoney.com. Please subscribe and leave comments to our podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, or even your favorite app that you got right there on your phone. Those help us out a lot. If you're ever looking for a specific topic or content that we've produced over time, just go to the website and in the search bar, just type in your topic, be it 401k, stimulus check, or anything, and everything comes right up for you. We have so much gratitude that you've taken the time out of your day to listen to our podcast while you're walking, driving, traveling, or whatever you're doing. Please send us an email. Let us know how you're doing out there. Podcast at rocklandusa.com. So long, everybody. Thank you very much again. We'll see you again next time. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.